Yeah, it is a big game. My expectations is it'll obviously be a lot of energy and be a very physical contest.
What have you learned from Kevin Mawai? What has he told you about a game of this magnitude?
I mean, one of the things he just said is, you know, when obviously it's good that we're at home, so I don't have to worry about a sign count if I'm in there. But one of the things he said is just to make sure to make the calls loud and make sure all the guys are on the same page. And then, you know, if we happen to be wrong, we're all doing it together and the back can adjust to anything, you know, that leaks through. So that's just one of the main things, to make a call and be loud with it.
Kevin said you're kind of going about business this week as if you will be starting. Is that kind of your approach as well?
Definitely. That's my approach. I mean, right now I'm fortunate enough to be taking all the reps. You know, those guys had, you know, 16 games to, you know, get a good feel. So, you know, this week and last week was pretty big. Just taking all the reps and, you know, getting a feel for the guys beside me.
Watching film, what do you see with that defensive line? What are some of the challenges?
Some of the challenges, you know, obviously, you know, a guy in the middle is really good at two-gapping guys and getting off blocks and making tackles in the line of scrimmage. So that's going to be one of the big things of covering guys up. They do a really good job of keeping them off rate, you know, and that's one of the big things. That's another one of the big things, is make sure we get those linebackers covered up and staying on them and that's finishing the guys, because, you know, it easily turns, you know, a two-yard run until it could be, you know, a 5 or 7-yard run. So just making sure we get on guys and stay on them. Yes.
I'm done, man.
Good.
I talked to you yesterday, and I want to kind of just follow up. A day later,
wow, this guy.
Kevin is playing a huge role, isn't he? I mean, not just in this moment, but in other ways, in terms of playing.
Yes.
How is he helping you?
Man, anything you see, you know, he's not hesitating to comment in there, as you can see. But that's also, you know, I really want that because, you know, it's going to help me out because, sometimes you see things back in the back, and he's, like I said, he's got a lot of years of experience, so he can recognize things that I might haven't seen yet. So, you know, I don't hesitate when he helps him.
How much have you been told, hey, Leroy, the Ravens are going to throw some stuff at you, be ready?
I haven't been told that much, but I know they're going to do it. I mean, you got a young guy in there, and they do it every game early. They always can, you know, pick a couple blitzes that they try early, and they have some success with it. They do a lot more often, so I'm pretty sure they're going to definitely do it this game.
What are the nerves like going into a game? I imagine everybody has
them. Yeah, they're a little bit, but after that first snap, you know, your nerves go down the drain. And in this type of game right here, you know what to expect, so it's not really much to be nervous about. It's going to be a physical game. You know, both teams are going to go out and try to run the ball, so you know, so it's easy, sort of easy, because you know what to expect.
That first game against them, October 5th, did you get on the field much?
No, I was just playing on kickoff return and field goal. That was it.
Okay, so, well, baptism under fire, huh?
Yeah, it is. Exactly what it is. But, you know, the portion I had, you know, off week, you know, take reps, and then also I had indie week, so, you know, if it does happen, I've been tested a couple weeks and got a chance to get my feet in the water.
Would you prefer just all this to go away? I mean, just kind of fly under the radar and go out on Saturday and play, and are we making too much of this, do you think?
I mean, no, obviously the center is one of the key. You know, he makes a lot of calls for the offensive line, so, you know, I don't think he makes too much of it, but, you know, for me, you know, it doesn't matter. It's my job to be ready, so, you know, it doesn't really matter.
Most of the snaps you took this season came within the 4-minute offense. If you don't count the Week 17 game against Indy, how much did that game help you as you prepare for this game?
It helped me a lot. First, it helped my legs because I got a chance to, you know, take more than 10 reps in a game at the end. So, you know, it got also, you know, you get a little bit more of a feel than when you got just runs called and you know what, you know, you go out there and it's going to be a run every play, or if not, it's going to be a quick 3-step. So, you know, getting the feel for some drop back passes and you know, some games, that was one of the key things. Were passing, were getting a chance. The Colts did a really good job. They ran, you know, I was in there probably, even though we only had 40 plays, they probably ran maybe 9 or 10, you know, stunts and games with linebacks and stuff. So that was good for me to get a chance to see that.